Picture yourself on a camping trip in the middle of a carnival created by and for attendees where everyone you meet is immediately your new best friend, gives you a hug, and exclaims, "Welcome home." That's what Burning Man is like.
Good morning, Iowa. How are you feeling out there? Starting the music this morning. Come over, join us for some yoga. Quiet the mind, warm up the muscles.
Friday morning, a yoga instructor named Gaia was greeting a group of Iowans. Along a nearby road, a group of three men in top hats with mustaches and a tractor were delivering ice. And at one of Iowa's camps, they were getting started on breakfast.
This is wake and bake and bake and make and bacon. So if you like to wake and bake and bake and make bacon, you should come to the Lovely Lady Lounge hosted by the Iowa camp.
That's Ashley, or LGG as she's known by other burners, a term participants use to describe themselves. At a burn, people organize themselves into camps, creating a temporary small town that operates through a gifting economy. No money is exchanged.
One of the basic principles of Burning Man is self-reliance, and that means take care of yourself. But there's also civic responsibility, which means take care of others. So you try to find the good halfway in between.
Iowa's camp also organized an art raffle from donated pieces made and brought by Iowans. Others brought pop-up bars decorated with glow-in-the-dark paint, and one person even brought an arcade. It's all about being a part of the community. Circuit, another Iowan, describes it like this.
It's up to you to create the experience. We are the party. We're not at the party.
Aside from the bacon, Iowa has a reputation for its sound camp, a nightclub hosted in a pop-up dome covered by a giant tarp. All the structures it interfuses really are feats of engineering and ingenuity. Nick Folsom organized this year's camp called From the Congo to the Cosmos. It took a group of more than 30 volunteers, several months, two generators, nearly 40 gallons of gasoline, and one very long Facebook feed to make it happen.
Completely blows people away, especially when they're not from the Midwest, and they're like, wow, you guys did this, and you're all from Iowa? Like, what's going on there?
Folsom was okay sharing his name with me, but not everyone who goes makes it known who they are or where they're from. Chagrin is a nurse with a master's degree from Central Iowa. As far as most people know, she's camping.
Unfortunately, there's a stigma when it comes to the Burning Man lifestyle that it's all about the party and the rave and let's like get high, and it's not. There's more to it. I'm here to reconnect with my partner. I'm here to reconnect to spirit, to nature.
In order to be an official burn, an event has to operate on the same 10 principles as outlined by Burning Man. In addition to gifting and participation, radical self-expression, leaving no trace, and decommodification are a few others. Every event also culminates in the burning of an effigy, the one time during the carnival where everyone is in the same place. At the event in the desert, it's the man. Interfuse's effigy changes every year based on a theme. For 2015, it was a tree and four small wood sculptures representing forces of nature, built entirely by volunteers with donated wood. Before it's lit, hundreds of people dressed in elaborate costumes carrying LED lights dance. Some play drums, tens of fire performers swing flames as they parade around the center of the campground. The effigy burn doesn't mean any one specific thing. It's supposed to mean whatever it means to you. Folsom, who organizes Iowa Sound Camp, says to him, it signifies freedom.
It's just kind of life-changing, and it's the only place where I feel completely free to do everything that I want to do and express myself in any way that I want to.
As the effigy is lit, roars of applause echo through the forest surrounding the campground. I can't yet wrap my mind around what the effigy means to me, but while I was standing in the middle of that campground dressed in bright red tights and rain boots with neon shoelaces bathing in the light of an almost full moon, I cried. It's a beautiful fire. For Iowa Public Radio News, I'm Lindsay Moon.